Oh, well, Yellowstone, coincidentally enough, I guess, has always been kind of a threshold for me. It's been sort of a gate, if that makes any sense. And it's essentially, you know, the most obviously beautiful thing about it is that you enter like absolute wilderness. Like it's contained, but it's still, I forget what the quote is, but it's like you don't go to Yellowstone to see wild animals. You go to Yellowstone to see a place where wild animals can actually exist. And both these last tours, I've gone through Yellowstone on the way back home. The last time I was there, it was like I got so worn out from beautiful stuff that I like almost had to take a nap immediately. You know, I feel like I've always left something behind in that region of America, which is cool. It's like I'm always going home right after that. So it's like where I go and I leave all the road and all the crazy stuff that I've been through in this big wild place. And it's as dramatic as it sounds. You know, you drive through this absurd stuff and there's bubbling sulfur pits. And then you go past the Grand Tetons, which is one of the most dramatic sights in America. And then it's back down to the things I know. But, you know, I'll drive through Yellowstone or spend time there or interact with it every time I humanly can because there's nothing like it ever.